Okay, I grew up in a small town in Washington County, Steuben, and I lived there till I went to Maine Maritime Academy. In 1964, I went to Maine Maritime Academy and graduated in 68. And then I went right to sea from Maine Maritime about 3 days after I graduated. And I went to work for American Export Lines. I wanted to go to work with a company that was going to be in business for a while. And at the time, they'd been in business for over 50 years. So I thought that'd be a pretty stable company. As it turned out, it wasn't, because they went out of business about 10 years later. But anyways, I had a good career with them. My first ship, I went to New York and got on the Export Bay as a third mate. And that first voyage, we went to the Mediterranean. And on the way to the Mediterranean, when we was going by the Azores, a few months before that, the submarine Scorpion had been lost at sea without a trace. And we spotted a submarine, so we got all excited, thought, hey, maybe that's a Scorpion. So we started chasing this submarine, and you didn't have a radios like we do now. Back then, didn't have the VHF radio, so we're flashing light at him with Morse code, you know, what sub, and he's just trying to get out of there, and he finally submerged, and I don't know if it was an American submarine or Russian submarine or what, but anyway, he didn't want nothing to do with us. So, anyways, it's pretty exciting, your first trip to sea, and we went to Greece and Turkey and Italy. And one little interesting thing that we did that trip, you know, communication wasn't very good with home back then, those days. And when you go through the Straits of Messina between Sicily and the Italian boot, there's fishermen traditionally will mail letters for you. You put them in a bottle, throw them overboard, and put some money in it so they can get the stamps and whatnot, and they'll mail it home. Well, so I thought I'd try that. So I got this big mayonnaise jar from the galley, and put a letter to my wife in there, and actually she wasn't my wife at the time, she was my girlfriend, and put in a dollar bill and candy bar and whatever, and taped a little American flag to the jar and threw it overboard. And then we waved to the fishing boats not too far away, so we're out there waving a hand for them to come over to get it. And they did, and my wife got the letter about a week later. Yeah, so